East Coast Breakfast.
Carmen really yesterday always surprises us. And yesterday she arrived here swaddling. She was carrying that bag with
like
so much care. Swaddling.
That is worth its weight in gold.
Yeah, a 10-kilogram bag of not just potatoes, the potatoes, United Potatoes, up-to-date potatoes. This happened.
Guys, you know, I always talk about up-to-date potatoes, right? And they're the best potatoes, and we only use up-to-date potatoes.
No,
and they're soft cooking, and I need to bring them to you. So everybody needs to take some home, make it, and then see what a difference it's going to make in your life.
For sure.
And then you can bring some back tomorrow if you want to cook. But it'll change your life. It's not a regular potato.
Hi. So it's funny you say that, right? You just said United Potatoes.
Yeah.
I've always seen the UTD. I always thought it's maybe it's a company, United.
Yeah.
I was yesterday old when there's something called Up to Date Potatoes.
I put that in the comments yesterday. This guy thought they were Man United potatoes. He did. So I do know about
these potatoes
them.
Are winners.
Yeah.
They're the best of the best.
I've heard it spoken about.
Yeah.
But it's never been on my shopping list, like, you know, Milky Bread and then Up to Date.
UTD potatoes.
UTD.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
So it's important to, I guess, to me, to a lot of Indian people.
Yeah.
It's Up to Date doesn't actually have anything to do with when the potato was taken out of the ground, by the way. They were introduced to the public in the early 1900s. They've been around a very long time, and they were marketed as the name Up to Date Potatoes in the same way that we market something as Next Gen. So like new age.
So
that's why it's up to date. It's the newest one. It's the latest one.
Okay.
It is.
So like you get an Apple 18.
Yes. And for
it's
a lot
a potato
of
potato.
Exactly.
12, 19.
Exactly.
0.5.
So also we call them gravy soakers, but I will have you know that they are. If you don't have these potatoes, a lot of us we can't cook, we can't eat them. So we'd only make these. Cook with these potatoes irrespective of the price, and they get really expensive because they're in demand.
Well, I mean, after Carmen brought
and
these,
I mean, I got a big bag and I had to share with you guys.
She had to. So we were all given our ration and we were all given a challenge.
Yes.
Scott, did you take the challenge?
Yes, sir.
I took the challenge. Carmen, did you take the challenge?
I did.
VF Anamaba, our producer, did you take the challenge?
Yeah, okay, I took the challenge.
Okay, we took the challenge, and as usual, there can be only one. Carmen, what have you come with today?
I made some lamb curry and potato.
Perfect.
I was going to do potato curry, and then I did the lamb curry.
You just went extra with the lamb.
Yeah, you can't... Curry,
you were just there.
Up to date, potatoes are just made for curry.
100%. 100%. Or they're also made for bourguignon, which is a French stew casserole, which is centuries old recipe.
Yeah.
It's a double meat one.
So
VF Anameva, our producer, what did you prepare for us out of your potatoes?
So with the help of Yannicka, my girlfriend, we made a lovely...
Please say that again.
Yannicka,
my girlfriend, on air.
Yes, I think so.
Everybody, Vier has a girlfriend.
And she's great at making potato bakes. So that's that's a pita.
All right. So potato bakes. Okay, so we have a bourguignon. We have a lamb
bourguignon.
And potato. Bourguignon. We have a
lamb curry and potato.
And
we have a potato
salad. Artapple tart. Scott, what do you got?
So for someone who'd never heard of UTDs, I needed to make sure with the biggest taste for me, there's no meat. It's just the potatoes.
Yes.
And my partner, Clarice, has... this recipe she calls my Oma's roast potatoes.
Yeah.
But they're roasted and also fried.
Yes.
So
she roasts them and then shakes the edges so they get a bit fluffy and then deep fried.
Can we please start eating?
Sure. What have you started with?
I started with the art apples.
Okay, the art apples.
Okay, let me start with the
very yummy. Because it's up to date, it soaks up all the flavor that you put in the cream and the cheese, right?
The cheese.
I've already eaten mine earlier this morning. So
we know. Your palate cleanser.
There's some garlic in there.
Nailed it, right?
Yeah, lots of garlic.
Garlic.
Use one or two cheeses.
There's two different types of cheeses there.
Yes.
I love the cheeses.
And I grated it myself.
Is Clarissa's Oma's.
Okay, that's
potatoes.
Not bad.
Nice, guys.
These Oma's things, potatoes are delicious. Thank you, Oma.
Good job.
We always do these. I must say, this is probably the fluffiest I've ever had.
Yes. Isn't it the best version of the potato you've ever had? And then I'm going to do Darren's.
It's not bad. You guys, I've given you some. I woke up also 2 hours early to make this
sourdough
bread. There you go. They'll soak up.
Nice. Okay. Very winey.
Well spotted. Yes, I put a 4-year-old Cab Sav, in the base there.
Okay. Good.
Good.
Let's do the curry.
Great. I'm having another bite from that.
Okay.
Kevin, I'm having Jaren's now. I've just done that curry.
How's the curry? Hot.
It's Bernie. Did you make the Bernie curry?
It's delicious. Curry, guys.
But it's delicious.
It's meant to be.
See, now I'm fighting myself here because I want to have the meat. So I'm not even getting to the potatoes. Yes.
The curry is good.
It's good.
Viad, what do you think of the curry? You're eating it now.
Which one of them?
It's very curry heap.
Yeah.
It's very, very nice. It's very hot.
Okay, but
it's fantastic.
How's the potato in the curry?
The potato
have
is
you
fantastic.
Had a potato like that in your curry before.
That's, I know why they called it the gravy soaker.
Yeah.
Because it's basically like a sponge for curry.
Yes.
Perfect.
Also, Theresa sent me that potato recipe.
No. Perfect. Cut is perfect.
Guys, I don't think we need to vote. Whatever dish you make with these up to date.
Yeah, you're actually right. This is not a competition.
Every
dish comes out perfect with an up to date.
So why have we been using those glossy,
horrible
potatoes our whole lives?
I'm here for you now.
What is wrong with us? Oh, my word. Okay, listen, we need to get into your quarter 8 traffic. Budi standing by. Budi, there is some stew staying around here as well. I brought plenty for everyone. By the way, go to our website, ecr.co.za. Have a look at all of our dishes that we've made. And you can also find out something more about why Durban is obsessed with the up-to-date potatoes. There's something there that you didn't know. Don't you love those days where you go, oh, hell, I didn't know that about something I eat almost every day.
Me too. That's where I learned all this new information.
Go to ecr.co.za.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.